All right, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Barbara Wright.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. I wanted to tell you about some of my experiences with progressive radio.
Yes, exactly.
I had a restaurant for 13 or 14 years, and I used to advertise on the mic, which was a progressive radio station in town. I remember that Ed Schultz was on the mic, and he came to Madison at the Barrymore here, and they put up microphones so you could ask questions. So my friend, while I was standing in line to get in, had told me a joke. This was during the Bush presidency, and I said, it's too bad that we can't find somebody to give George Bush oral sex. And everybody laughed, and I didn't think anything of it. And they used it, Ed Schultz's show used it as an advertisement. And so
famous.
Well, infamous. If you ever wanted to know the power of radio, like my kids, like everyone who knew me, had to say they heard that. So the whole town heard it. And so I knew that radio was important. And I believe that the Clear Channel stations had the mic on it. And then all of a sudden they decided to close it down. And so a bunch of us got together and talked about it, who were fans of that station. Because other than that, there was just a whole lot of right-wing hate talk available. And it was hard to know, like, what was going on. During the Bush administration, a lot of things went on. And it was a good forum for that. So we decided to make a funeral for free speech. So we went from downtown in our cars to the radio station, and we were going to do a little, we're going to present them with the petitions that people had signed and do a little ceremony. But I called the police because I'd never done anything like that before. I didn't want, you know, anybody to get in trouble. And they said, oh, don't worry, you know, as long as everybody follows the traffic rules, you'll be fine. But because what I didn't know then is that the media listens to the police channel. There were reporters and TV cameras and AP and New York Times and whatever covering our event. So because of the increased scrutiny, they decided not to take it off the air. So, but I am so glad to see that there is now some radio on, you know, available all over Wisconsin now, because I just looked at your map. That is not right-wing hate.
We appreciate that, because you know, we're one of our goals is to kind of counteract all of that and model civic discourse. So you are also, so I guess you saved progressive radio in Madison at some point, is what you're saying.
Well, I didn't say it, but it was many of us. It was a joint effort, but we did have an impact on it. And I did. I first of all, I learned way more about how radio works than I ever really wanted to know. And what advertising, where advertising money goes, and how the station can decide which programs to fund with. Like with my restaurant's advertising dollars, it turned out was going to a different station, not that one. So there was a lot of, you know, like, sketchy stuff going on. And they did end up, you know, they did end up closing it down, which is too bad. And I used to listen to radio a lot in my car. But I've had a work from home job for many years. And now I'm writing a novel. So I don't leave my house, so I don't get to listen to radio in my car.
So, you know, we also stream it, so you can, you know, listen to us on the app or on the website, civicmedia.us. You can catch us there.
Have done that. The show I like is the one where the two teachers are talking. It's called Busted Pencils.
Busted Pencils, yes. They'll be happy to hear that.
I like that.
So you're an author, you said, and do you want to tell us a little bit about your books and, you know, what people could look out for in terms of titles, et cetera?
Well, I'm trying to finish. It's been like a 10 to 12 year slog through three different books. The first one was a dream I had that never left my head. And I would think about it and try to figure out, like, what's happening? And it turns out that many authors, even the woman who wrote Harry Potter, that's how hers started,
right,
with a dream that she had or an idea that she filled out. Like, who was the little boy who lived under the stairs and why was he under the stairs? And the middle book is a historical fiction.
Okay.
About, which means it's about a real person.
Okay.
And my take on their experience. And it was about the queen of the nomads in North Africa.
Okay.
Her name is Kahina.
Okay.
She was called, her name was Daia, and she was called El Kahina, which means like the seeress.
Okay.
By the Arabs who were trying to take over. So that's the second book. And then the third book is just... it's just coming together.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but writing the books takes a lot of effort.
Right, yeah.
You're like living in a fantasy world in your head for a long time.
Yeah, you inhabit the book.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
But getting it published now is the really difficult part.
Right.
I mean, some people are lucky and they get an agent really quick and their book gets published. But the majority of people do not. And so that's my next challenge.
Yeah, getting it published. All right, well, you know, we'll look out for it for sure, because from what you've told me also outside of the interview, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting one, especially to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes, and I will love to have you say, oh, I know just what she's talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly, yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for telling us these stories, because I think that is exactly what we're trying to capture here, the truth booth. Yeah.
And thanks for bringing radio back to Madison.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Yep.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye.